No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And before we get into this interview with O3 Greedo, I just want to say, if you want to support NoJumper.com, head on over to our website. Check out our online store. We got all the No Jumper hoodies, shirts, hats, stickers, stuff from all kinds of brands, rappers, stuff like that. Probably have some Greedo merch up in there soon. Anyway, now that that's out of the way, Greedo, how you doing, man?
Top of the world, man.
It's amazing to have you here.
Hell yeah. It's amazing to be here.
Yeah? Have you ever done a real video interview before? Have you?
No.
That's crazy. That means this is a part of history.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. So I want to know the whole story. So let's talk about where you were born. Were you born in Watts?
No.
Okay. Where were you born?
I was born in Los Angeles, Kaiser Permanente. You did. You know what I'm saying? Like a player.
What is that? Flew in.
Kaiser Permanente.
That's a hospital or something that I don't know about.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm new here, man.
Hey, it's all right. We put him up on game. It ain't no problem. But now I was born in L.A. I first lived in the Raymond neighborhood, the Raymond Crips, Raymond Avenue Crips. That's the same street my daddy died on when I was one. He died on a motorcycle.
Oh, really?
Somebody hit him on the motorcycle. He flew in the air like high as fuck or something. That shit. I never really, you know, I was one. But then I spent a lot of time in the 40s, though, because the 40 Crips, you feel me? That's the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we, like, you know, they got cities for the people that look at the map, but then they got cities for us.
It's like a totally different zoning.
Right,
okay.
Right. And the cities go by the gangs. You know what I'm saying? Right.
But so when did you first become aware of the fact that you were a Crip or that this is, was this
my
just
daddy,
from day
daddy,
one?
My daddy ran with Tiki. My daddy one of the first Crips, you feel me? So I would never be a blood, not like that, but you know what I'm saying? I was born a Crip. So I just wasn't on the west side. When I was like 13, 14, I went to Verbum Day as like a punishment. I had to go to an all-boys school because I was been having these hoes, you know what I'm saying?
So you were getting
I
in trouble?
I was always immaculate, you know
from
what I'm saying?
From day one, you were getting in a ton of trouble?
Oh, yeah, trouble, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
what was the first time you ever got suspended from school or anything, you remember?
Probably in kindergarten, preschool, man. I'm the nigga that was, you know, looking under the dresses, feeling on the breasts, you know what I'm saying? See? I was tripping. Yeah, I've been fighting and shit all at school, having the knife, having the gun. I was that kid, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I was the badass kid.
But you said in this other thing that you were always like the most popular kid in school too. Not just a popular kid, but the most popular.
Yeah, I mean, just like the nigga that was like, I was a class clown. I was like the dope niggas. I was like innovative, you feel me? Like you wearing fly shit that niggas wasn't wearing and shit.
Uh-huh.
I had this undefeated tat like when I was 16. So it was just like, they're like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? What is that, a gate? You got a gate? Like they don't know what's going on. But you feel me? When I was young in the streets and I was homeless, like I used to go on Melrose. And just like blend in because I was homeless. So it was like, man, I ain't gonna be young, stinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a player. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga, like at the time, everybody was wearing J's. So I go get the SBs for cheaper or for the price that they get. But I could bust this shit a million more times than you because they like, what the fuck? This nigga got on some Dinosaur Juniors, some shiny ass. What the fuck? This nigga got on the Mork and Mindy's. What the fuck is
what the fuck's the Mork and Mindy's?
Mork and Mindy's with some Nike SB dunks.
Okay, I missed that whole wave.
You know, that's what I'm saying. See? And that's how I was hitting them at school. So they said, damn, the nigga with the space shoes fucking all the hoes in the locker room. What's going on? I was that guy. You know what I'm saying?
But so you were you super poor your whole upbringing and you just had to make something happen to be able to flex at all?
First of all, I ain't never been poor. That's a disgusting word.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? What do you call it?
Broke. Okay. Poor is like some old, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm eating,
helpless.
Eating oatmeal and dirty ass thinking. No, nigga, I ain't never been poor.
I ate oatmeal this morning.
I've been broke my whole life, though, because.
What's wrong with oatmeal?
I really thought about rich or broke.
Okay.
But.
You don't like oatmeal?
Yeah, if I'm trying to get buff or if I'm in jail. Yeah, yeah, I love it. Like no fucking oatmeal. Hell no. Water and anything. That's some bullshit. Cheap food. I'm living now. I come from somewhere. Fuck that life. You feel me? Like
you don't got to use water. You could use like almond milk. That's what I use.
Definitely not happening.
Oh, well, hey. Come through. We'll make breakfast sometime. We should go to brunch, actually. I'll come down to your hood and we can go to brunch.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to Watts Coffee House because you're tripping.
Hey, man, I've been in Watts. I was by the towers and shit, riding BMX over by all that shit.
Yeah, I'm
so
going to take you to the real side of
okay,
Watts.
Okay, so I ain't seen the real shit.
No tourist attractions.
That is a tourist attraction, but it's a tourist attraction where it shouldn't be. Like, you could get hurt checking out that tourist attraction, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, so you're young. Again, the distinction between poor and broke. You were just broke. You weren't poor.
No, hell no. I had on J's and shit. I had the Charles Barkley's, nigga. I had British Knights. I had Tommy Hilfiger. I never was poor. Hell no. Granny got me dope. Mom's. I was never poor. That's disgusting.
What was your first hustle?
Stealing.
Stealing.
Yeah, checking shit.
Okay, from
that was when, like, back when I was young. I'm from California, where we don't make sense. We just learned how to get money out here. No, for real. So like, back when I was young, if you wasn't tough, you stayed in the house. So I was like an outside kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, you know, not saying I was a bully or nothing, because I was like more on some finesse. But I'ma still beat your ass and take your shit if I know you a fuck, like you a fuck boy. But no, I really started like my mama, like I guess we had some money when my dad died. And she used that to raise us. So she would, like, keep trying to put me in private school. But I got an older brother, and he always got to go to public school. And I'm like, what, he's the weirdo. Like, what the fuck is, like, God damn. So I would get kicked out on purpose everywhere. So that's why I was the bad kid all the time. Because it's like, God damn, my nigga, I'm trying to see some hoes I like. You know what I'm saying? What the hell?
You seem like you might have been preoccupied with girls from a very young age.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the youngest, but I had the kid first. So I had a kid at 18. But, I don't know. I was always around shit that was rich. So I was like, you know, I seen the other side of life, or just like how I be dressing, or how I got Vans tatted or Undefeated tatted.
Yeah.
Not every project nigga got that going, because I was like so broke. Like, and then I spent summers in Sacramento. So my dad's dad lived up there, you feel me?
What was life like in Sacramento versus like in L.A.?
I seen it go from like a real happy place to a real gut-ass place as I got to like a teenager, but... The crazy part about that is my grandfather had a second wife his whole life, but she's Mexican. Uh-huh. So I got a Mexican grandmother, you feel me? And Mexican family, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, damn, like, I always, like, had a diverse life behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? But I was bouncing everywhere. I lived in St. Louis, Kansas, like, my mama's side from St. Louis. So.
And this was all while you were still in high school?
My virginity in St. Louis. That was middle school. No, I was, that was.
Can we hear the story?
I bounced around. Bad bitch, next door, hit it. In the basement. Yes, indeed. Oh, God, yeah. She was tight. A little older, too, so I felt like the man. That was around the time when St. Louis was booming, too. That was, like, the Midwest swing era when Nelly was the king. Like, Nelly was, like, my favorite rapper for two albums, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he fell off fast, huh?
I don't know what it is, because I can't say maybe I wanted some shit that was harder.
Yeah.
It was just like he lost whatever.
He was talking about some street shit in the early days, you know?
It wasn't even just that, though. It just was good. I don't know. Because everybody don't got to be street. Nigga, I'm a big Pharrell Williams fan, you feel me? I'm a big N.E.R.D. fan. I'm a big, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lana Del Rey, you feel me? That's my shit, you feel me?
Yeah, I seen you tweet out a huge list of all the people you want to work with the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my mama was sending me to these private schools, so they didn't listen to rap at them schools. But I ain't finna be fucking lame.
Mm-hmm.
So what they talking about at school, Blink-182, we on that. Shit, say my name, what?
What, that Enema of the State album? Is
yeah,
that it?
Yeah, man, Enema of the State,
was?
What's my age again, all that. Yeah.
That was the one.
No, I'm not gonna fall off. It's bitches in here, you know what I'm saying?
That's tight. You feel like it's fucked up how people try to act like if you're into rap or if you're a gangster that you only are into one thing, that you should only be into that? Because people have a lot of diversity in what they're into.
No, I don't feel this fucked up. Niggas just be hoes. Niggas be scared to be themselves. Like, be yourself. Like, well, who's going to tell me something and I'm the nigga that sets the trends?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's obvious I'm that guy. You feel me? I'm not the regular rapper from right here. I'm not that. When they say, oh, it's a rapper from Grape Street, you thinking nigga, I'm like, yeah, fuck this and fuck that and I'm a this and I'm pulling up and I'm, no, nigga. I'm a real artist, nigga. I paint pictures, nigga, with making my beats and singing my own hooks. Like,
but you think that's the stereotype that people have of Grape Street, is that you're a bunch of knuckleheads or something?
I know. I don't think shit, nigga. We was, nigga.
Well, I'm not so in tune with what people think.
They really wouldn't even really let nobody with that attached to them in the rap game, but the way that I operate is so different than the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually my hood, we pull up to fuck shit up, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, trying to show my people, like, it's a bigger bag right here.
Do you think your hood gets discriminated against because sometimes you and the people associated with you are so wild that they just don't even want you all around?
Yeah, but it don't matter what they want. No, you want to know one thing? The perfect example of why none of that matter is because if you go to an O3 Greedo show, it's sold out, and it's full of females.
I've seen that.
It's full of hipsters and enemy gangs, and no altercations be happening.
So your clean record for violence at your shows, that's good. We got to hold on to that.
Hell yeah, man. Look, man, my shit's secured. I'm somebody in these streets. Like, I'm not somebody who ain't got no... Like, we ain't moving weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't moving weird.
Anybody who knows you knows that you are certified, that you've been around, that you've done all this shit. But you seem kind of like the type of dude who had that internal confidence before you had even necessarily done all that shit.
Man, fuck that tough-ass shit. That shit ain't gonna go nowhere. Like, that shit ain't... Like, if I die, they ain't gonna be like... Oh, if they say that, that's weak. Like, oh, I remember when he bust that nigga head, or he stumped this, or remember he stole that, or remember he took this L. Remember, no, that's when they say, damn, he sold out. Damn, he the first project nigga to be in the newspaper, and he the first watch person to go this far. Period. Like, people don't know. Like, they think like, oh, I wonder what it's gonna be like when you make it. I already made it. Like, for where I'm from, we so piss poor, dirty, like disgusted, like low, low, low. Like, my nigga, do you know? I'm a superstar in Watts, you feel me?
But I bet that rap didn't even seem to you like it was an option in terms of how to make a name for yourself at a certain point. When you were real young, were you solely obsessed with making a name for yourself?
Yeah,
doing?
No. I never wanted to be in the streets. I never wanted to be a street nigga. I don't like that shit. That's not tight. It's not tight. I'm surviving.
So you even when you were young, it was sort of like a regretful hustle?
I always made music. I always made music my whole life. My whole life. I don't play no instruments, but I always... Hey, music. I made beats since 03, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what is it about 03 that means so much to you?
My daddy died when he was 30, man, so I ain't wanna be 30 and be dead or in jail. But unluckily, these pussy motherfuckers came and got me, and I was in jail when I turned 30. But my point of thinking that is I wanted to be successful by 30 because I don't know anybody who lived past 30 that's successful.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I don't know anybody like that. And I don't know nobody who got a daddy like that. You feel me? Like, we don't got no blueprint. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to turn a negative to a positive. I wanted to turn that around. You feel me?
Do you feel like a big part of why you're working so hard and doing what you're doing is to sort of be able to fulfill what your dad wasn't because he was taken so early?
Yeah, the point now is like, nigga, it's not, I mean, before it, but nah. Now I'm on some, like, I want to be the Lil Wayne of my generation, but I want to be the Boosie of my generation, but I want to be the Malcolm X and the fucking Bob Marley of my generation. All in one. They might not get it. Like, I want to be the Timberland, too. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to be like, oh, he make beats, but only for his songs. No, nigga, I want people to be like, this nigga charted with this... What? Why you think my feature list is so diverse? Because I want people to understand, like, I'm not. People be trying to, like, box me into, like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. Or, like, oh, you got to unfollow all your followers and stop reposting people and make a fan page. Like, y'all niggas can make all them fan pages. I'm going to do this shit like this.
I noticed that on Instagram that you go hard with reposting all the chicks that be singing along to your shit.
I want to hit them. I want them.
I thought that a couple of times while I was looking through it. I'm like,
she
looks pretty good. Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
And it's just cool to interact with people, man. It made me feel good to be appreciated. You know what I'm saying? I came up in a household where I wasn't appreciated. So, you know what I'm saying? I grew up homeless because me and my mama ain't get along. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going for shit for nobody, you know what I'm saying? So I bounced out, you feel me? When I got kicked out, I was in the streets going to get it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know what I'm saying, went from hustling, I mean, from stealing to hustling, really, like, I don't never, like, try to label myself, like, I'm a drug dealer, I'm a weed seller, I'm a cocaine flipper, I'm a flocker. No, nigga, I'm a survivor, you know what I'm saying? Whatever today you said, what, go over there and get what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we gonna.
Out of all that fuck shit, though, what was your talent? What was your, like, natural ability? Some people were just born to finesse. Some people are just drug dealer by heart, by design.
Not where I'm from. We don't know what the fuck we could do to get out of here. We all would have got out of here. See, where I'm from, you either almost make it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Niggas and went to the NFL and caught a case. Niggas and almost got signed, went and caught a case. Niggas and almost went here and died.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm from, either almost make it or you just don't.
When you think about all the people your age that you were in high school with and shit, where are most of them at now?
Yeah, jail, or lame as fuck, broke, working at somewhere like simple, like you could act like, oh yeah, I'm taking care of my kids, bitch, you slaving. You know what I'm saying? That's lame, bro. You slaving, man. You're not out here trying to get it the real way. You going out the back door like you lame, man. I'm not finna, like, nigga, I'm an entrepreneur, nigga.
Yeah, like, I respect somebody going and taking care of their kids, but at the same time, like, if you put yourself in the position where you can't ever progress in life because you got to take care of all these other mouths, it's like, that's not a...
Yeah, you're settling. You're like a mama in a moo-moo. You're like, you're just in the house, you know what I'm saying? Flip-flops on, yeah. Cooking, and before you know it, you got gray hair. It's like, no, nigga, I'm finna travel the world and fuck all these girls and wear designer shit and sing my heart out, do what I love to do, record 15 songs a night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you go crazy in the studio, huh? So was it always like that from the early days when you were making music? Like, what was your creative process like in the early days?
I always used to be in jail. At a young age, I just was like the hardest rapper in jail all that shit.
That's when you got into it, was when you got locked up?
No, I rapped my whole life. Like, I rapped at school and shit. I always rapped. I always wanted to be Lil Wayne. Like, I always wanted to be like Lil Wayne and Boosie. Like, I always wanted to be like Lil Wayne and Boosie. Always. I always, like, idolized Lil Wayne and Boosie, you feel me? Like, I always was trying to be like that or be lyrical, like Fabulous and Banks. Like, that was what I was cool about, you know what I'm saying? Because I already was fly. Like, my idea was, like, I was trying to come out at a kid, as a kid. Like, I was that dope, you know what I'm saying? I was a dope kid, like.
So, like, what age were you thinking about this?
Like, 13, like, 14. Like, when I was young, nigga, Freestyle Friday was out on 106 and Park. Poster Boy was out, you know what I'm saying? I said that shit at dinner with my boy the other day. He couldn't stop laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lloyd Banks and Fabulous was out, nigga. Is you crazy, nigga?
Punchlines.
Like, are you crazy? That's why my shit is so melodic, but it still be like, bruh, like, did you hear? What the fuck? Like, this nigga barred up. But, no, nigga, like, always, but in jail, like, I never had no music recorded until, like, 2009.
Okay.
Then I got out of jail, and then my boy had his own apartment, so I'm like, we gonna put a studio in there. He already was engineering and shit. And then that's when I just was recording to find my style. And then I just was not really realizing, like, practice made perfect. So I was just trying to find my style, so I was trying so many different songs, and I was making so many different beats, and I don't know how to read no music, so some of them was weird as fuck. And then it just developed into, like, my style was all those styles. Like,
yeah, how many songs have you made? Like, it seems like you have this... Your style is more to just make a ridiculous amount of songs and then choose from them at some point, right?
No.
No?
Hell no.
I feel like you just go in the booth and are just doing tons
of
stuff.
It's almost like that, but no. Like, when I did 14 songs in the night, 10 of them were off of my album with Mike Free, which has 12 songs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm doing business.
So you got a high percentage.
No, I'm literally planning out my day and doing business. Like, people think, like, oh, it's just... No. Like, my shit with Cardo is organized perfectly. Like, I just told TK, I'm finna drop First Night Out, which is when I first got out of jail, when they extradited me in Texas, I was gonna do a First Night Out the next day. But, you know, people was trying to, like, get the business right, which is good.
Right.
So it kind of got pushed back. So I'm gonna drop First Night Out. And that's, like, the first album I got where my mama could listen to. It's like I said, I wanna be a Bob Marley. It's like vibe music, but it's still gutted. I'm talking that gutted shit. Then a week later, I'm going to drop No Free Features with Mike Free, me and his album, where he made all the beats. Then a week later, I'm going to drop Project T-Pain, where me and League of Stars collaborated. And then maybe around Christmas, I'll drop the Greedo Got Wings, and then we're going to pop that.
So are these things you have recorded, or are these things that you already, like, have in your mind that you're going to record for? They're like
I already
themes.
Recorded the ones on the name, but, like, the Wolf of Grape Street, I thought about that when I saw that head in there, like, 2 or 3 days ago. So that shit will be done in, like...
When you saw what?
I saw the little wolf mask up in Target.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you were telling me that. Yeah, so it's like the Wolf of Wall Street, but it's the Wolf of Grape Street.
Yeah, you're going, I'm going to have baby powder on the face like the coke. Because I used to be addicted to cocaine, you know what I'm saying?
Really? When did that start?
14.
How'd you
going
get into
all
that
those,
so young?
Private schools and shit. You know what I'm saying? They live a different life. Like, when I went to this school up in Glendale, I won't say it because I don't want to give them no type of name, but I went to this school up in Glendale, and it was like Armenians.
That's my girl's
white,
squad.
White people I don't know. No, I don't know. Like, they were like, I don't know everything, but I know it was Jewish people, Armenians, and Asians a lot. You know what I'm saying? Thick-ass Asians, bad Asians, bad
thick
everything.
Asians.
Oh, yeah.
That's rare.
Oh, yeah. No, because they weren't Asian. They were Filipino. I'm sorry.
Oh, there, yep.
Yeah,
there
I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
I'm sorry. No disrespect, because they don't like when you say that. Well, some people don't like me saying that. I won't say they.
We're just appreciating the female body.
Yeah,
you know?
So anyways, like, that was the first school I went to, and they was, like, disrespecting Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I ain't Christian either. Thug in my religion, you feel me? I believe in the higher power. I believe in God. Somebody designed this shit because I'm like a vessel. I got special powers in the studio. But it was just like an extreme in a different way. Like, where I'm from, you might not see kids. You might not have seen kids cussing or having weapons at a young age. But you out there, they saying, oh, Jesus is a blah, blah, blah.
So you're saying it was worse in Glendale than it was in Watts?
No, I'm saying the extremes were different. It's not worse anywhere.
Well, cocaine is just like a kind of thing that doesn't really happen
coke
with young kids in the
hood. Coke is in Watts and in Glendale.
Young kids in the hood?
Yeah.
See, that's new to me. I'm not used to that. When I think of like young kids in the hood.
I know a kid that's probably 13, skinny as fuck, that'll blow your brains out off cocaine, man. You
really?
Crazy? Man, I'm from the Jordanown Projects, man. Let's get it understood, man. No, I'm dead serious. I know a lot of it is entertainment to folks, but imagine living there.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. If you think that shit is some type of... A lot of people like me because I'm the first look into the shit. People never even seen what the Jordanowns look like until they seen my video.
Yeah.
Because you can't go there, man. And then it's just like, people want to come to the jungle and not get bit. And if people ain't trying to use me, I allow it if I can get a check with it. But I'll be knowing when niggas be on. Get that bitch ass shit up out of here.
I'm still trying to come through, but I know I need that tour guide. Is it really that bad for like random people who would try to walk through there? You old lady trying to walk your dog through there, it ain't going to happen or what?
See that shit?
Yeah.
Whole leg metal from the knee to the ankle.
Yeah, so that happened, what, last September?
Yeah.
So you were walking through there and you got shot at, or where were you exactly?
Yeah. I can't get into details on the shooting, but yeah.
In your own turf, was this like a drive-by type thing, or what was this, like
similar,
an ambush?
Similar.
Okay.
I can't get into details and shit like that, but jeez. Yeah.
That's very recent, too. And they wanted to amputate your fucking leg, right?
Yeah, I wasn't going for that. I said, hey, baby, I got dance moves to do, you know what I'm saying? I got to go on this stage, baby.
See, when they say, we have to amputate your leg, I didn't know you could just be like, nah.
Man, they don't have to amputate my leg. I was at a cheap-ass hospital. I still haven't went to therapy. See, nigga, I'm from Watts. Nigga, I'm going to say this hospital. Fuck that. We go to St. Francis in Linwood, and them bitch-ass people, they don't, nigga. I'm still waiting on therapy, you fucking hoe-ass. Man, fuck them. Do you know they sent me home in a taxi, legs still soft? As soon as they seen I could shit, they sent me home in a taxi. They ain't finished closing me up. That shit stinking. That shit hurting.
Ugh, I'm thinking about the smell right now of having a giant hole
like
in your
death.
Leg.
It smelled like death. It smelled like something is dead. Like, you know how you find a dead animal outside? It smell like that every day. Ugh. I got to sit on a fucking plastic chair.
How long were you in the hospital for that? And how many bullets was
like
it? Three?
Like 4 days. No, one bullet shattered my shin.
One bullet? Damn, there's a bunch of holes in there, though.
Because they had to cut me open and put me a new leg.
Wow.
This is not a bone. This right here build up is all my bone shattered. Mm-hmm. This is not a bone. This is the bone shattered up. That little thing looked like a knee.
They probably this can't they see, shot but me. It looks crazy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though. This is where they shot me at. This is where I got 3 nails at in my ankle because it's metal. And 2 screws right here. And then this is where they jammed that metal rod down there. Put it right in there.
Is that your first time being shot?
Yeah, first and last.
Okay. Yeah, definitely last. Anyway. So, actually, I wanted to know this. So, like, how far did you make it into high school? Did you finish high school?
I'm still in the 12th grade.
So, you made it to 12th grade, though?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. So, what made you drop out, though?
Baby mama was pregnant.
Your baby mama got pregnant. Okay.
Gotta go trap it out.
So, you had to, did you have to take trap into a whole different level at that point?
Yeah, I wasn't fucking trapping yet.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go trap. Like, that was the development. You know what I'm saying? I was working, too. I worked at Macy's when it was Robinson's May. Hmm. And then I was working at Mervyn's. So I was like, get off at Robinson's May. Then I go upstairs and go to Mervyn's right after that. Then I start working at Fry's Electronics. So then I'm, like, going back and forth from Mervyn's to Fry's and Robinson's May because that was, like, seasonal at Robinson's May. I was been a hustler, then I was a cash register manager at Best Buy for like a few years, but I went to jail, lost that good job. But no, I've been a hustler, and I was trapping and keeping it legal beagle, but you know what I'm saying? When that jail shit kept happening, I was like, fuck it, tap the face.
Yeah, when's the first time they went into jail?
Probably like 17. I wasn't no nigga that was going to jail as no kid.
Okay.
A lot of my homies, they go to jail. T and is a bitch.
But you have done, what was your longest bid?
No, just like 2 years, but I just was back to back. I got four gun cases. I just went down, but they gave me a DA reject, and they claim I had two guns. I didn't have it because they tried to refollow me. You know what I'm saying? But
allegedly.
And then I got that blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. And that's, they saying some stuff there. So it's like, I always was back to back to back to back to back. But, I really benefited from jail. Like, without jail, I would not be famous. Not because of the connections or nothing, but like, I got ADHD. So to sit me down and let me write those songs, I just was practicing like a motherfucker.
So you don't think you ever would have sat down in the house if you were still on the street and just like wrote
ADHD.
That much?
I got ADHD. Why would I be writing something down on the streets? I don't write anything down. I don't even read that much on the streets. I read, but like shit that I don't cloud my mind with too much stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
I read like Robert Greene. Well, that's I ain't going to say stuff. I read Napoleon Hill because I listened to the audiobook.
I think that still
Think
counts.
And Grow Rich.
In this day and age, listening to it is just as valid, I think.
It's better.
It's like if this was all written down and you listened to it.
Have you heard Outwitting the Devil audiobook by Napoleon Hill?
No, but I read a bunch of Robert Greene, though.
So, see, Napoleon Hill, that was like, I'm addicted to Robert Greene, but once I got out of prison, like, I found out about Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So, Think and Grow Rich, you should really check it out. I can't give up some of the secrets on there because it's going to fuck up what I got going.
I gotta get on that.
But it'll definitely, it's how I'm successful. It's definitely how I'm successful.
So you learned a lot from that in that period in your life? You became a much better person in jail?
But this is what I was saying. They got Outwitting the Devil, and he has a conversation with the devil.
Uh-huh.
But it has the voice, like it's a nigga with a deep voice talking back and shit. So the audio is way better because it's like, damn, like you turn the lights off, you smoke it just like while you're going to sleep in your house. Like, you feel me? The last few hours of wind down, because at some point I have to stop listening to music because I make so much.
Yeah.
So that shit's just going and shit, nigga, that shit. It's called self-automation. You know what I'm saying? When you play shit, when you're going to sleep, your brain's still registering. Your brain is the most active in the dream state.
You tried that though, listening to like audiobooks while you sleep?
I do it.
It works.
I listen to music.
Oh, music.
I listen to audiobooks. I watch movies sleeping. Girls be like, damn, I spend night, and I turn the TV on, and I turn over. They're like, turn it off. I'm like, nigga, I'm great, but I'm watching that. And they like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, this a computer, okay? I don't got time for all the cute shit. I don't care to look. I got to go to sleep. But let me put this information in here.
Yeah. Do you have it super loud while you're sleeping?
No, regular. Well, I always have everything loud, period.
Yeah.
But regular, like, I don't have it.
When you listen to music these days, are you primarily listening to yourself or you switch it up a lot?
Right now, because I'm recording so much right now, but I like to listen to a lot of shit. I like to listen to music. I like to listen to everything. I like to listen to, if your cover looks hard on Apple Music, I click it if you got a good story. If you look a little gimmicky or lame, I don't fuck with it, though.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like shit like that. I want to hear some energy. I'm like, you know, like on Space Jam when they touch the ball and they become the Monstars. Like, that's what I do with music. I absorb the energy and then, like, when I turn into a bigger beast with the music. Like, without thinking about it, I like somehow the notes I can hit that other artists hit or the tunes that I catch from their beat, it get put into my database. I don't purposely copy. I don't do no copy their lyrics, but it's just something that I can't control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how to explain it really, but
because when you go in the studio, it's almost like it's like a voice that's speaking through you, right? Where it's like there's just something that has to come out of you and you don't know exactly where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And if you have more influences that you're taking in, then that just sort of furthers your knowledge of what your subconscious is going to blurt out onto the track, you know?
Right. It's like if you if those bullshit artists like that bullshit, it's like if you put like a bootleg in the DVD player that don't really take bootlegs and it's just an error, it'll fuck up what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? If people make me angry or if people play bad music around me, like I got to stay away from that because I can't make my music.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, yo, I wanted to ask you this one specific question. So the song that I got into you from primarily is Mafia Business. So when you look into it a little bit, you find out it's about this guy, Mafia Ray. So he was killed how long ago? About a year ago?
July 16th, 2016.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about him and tell me how the lyrics of the song relate back to him, because I find this very interesting.
He's like the biggest public figure on the East Side, period. But Real good dude. Take you under his wing if you good, if you mafia, if you straight. Shit, he had a bullet in his face. He didn't be shot. He done got a limp. He walked with a limp. Just a big guy. Just a big, big, big part of our story. It's grape shit.
Uh-huh.
But the song, the lyrics to the verse is all shit he would say. He was always on the Instagram and popping and getting people popping. He had his own lingo, you know. And he would say shit that wasn't really, you know, the grammar wasn't right because of where we from, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't dope, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't have a dime, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a dime, I just keep a look. I am not him, bitch, you ain't heard. That ain't that. This ain't that. No, that ain't, you know what I'm saying? All that. But the hook actually is about a conversation I had with him when I made a song called Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Before I made Mafia Business when he was alive.
Is that the second song on that? Mm-hmm. Okay, in the video.
At the end, gotcha. It's like, I made this song because I was talking to Ray. And it was after I called my case, and everybody be in my business, man. Like, don't worry about it. Like, when I used to be in Atlanta and niggas didn't know why, like before I got to this point, like, I went and did my work. I did the work myself, you feel me? So a lot of people don't understand why my buzz so big, because my buzz ain't just in California. Like, my first time in Magic City, I performed in that bitch. T.I. sitting on the stage, you know what I'm saying? Like, I been was putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
So people was in my business, like, why you in Atlanta and shit? And then when I was trapping and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm only going to say that because, you know, they saying that, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going to say too much, but anyways, people was in my business, and it's like, it ain't even no nigga business to be talking about no street shit, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we supposed to keep it mafia, you know what I'm saying? So I say, you ain't about no business. So niggas talk like bitches. We was taught to keep it mafia. And we just lost our nigga mafia. You know what I'm saying?
I'm realizing that the genius lyrics to the song are wrong right now. You got to get in there and update those, because what you just said is different than what it says on there.
I don't have a dime, I just keep a look.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm broke, why you mad? Get that money out your ass. Open your eyes, bitch, you not hurt. Get that money out your I don't know, like, I don't know if people understand that. Like, I know they got that lyric shit up. And I like that it's wrong, though, because the reason that shit got so many plays, because people like, what the fuck are you saying?
Mm.
And then after a while, they know.
It's such like, a unique
concept.
Like,
if you go to my shows, nigga, just come to my show.
Yeah.
Come to my show and film that shit. Come to my show, my nigga.
I gotta go. I missed one in the
OC.
They
say every single word. I'm talking about when Run for Your Life comes on, it goes boom, boom. The whole crowd say, oh, yeah. The whole crowd. Like, bruh, this is music.
Mm.
You can't tell the musician how to present it. No, nigga, this shit coming this way. Let them lyrics be wrong. Keep listening till you get it right. And then when you meet me, it gives us this conversation to have.
But the fact that song is so popular is kind of hard to even understand, because almost none of these people singing along to it know about the person that the song is based upon. But still, everybody just feels the song like crazy. Like, it's got 700,000 plays, and it's just, it feels so heartfelt. Like, you could just really feel the emotion in that song.
Shit. My thing was, that song wasn't supposed to come out. That what? Song was for the funeral. That song was for the hood. And people like, you gotta re-record it. Like, we recorded on like a cheap ass church mic in GarageBand on somebody's computer. And then it was just so hard that I put it on the album as an honor.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like, you know, one of my super studio recordings.
Right.
But I did that as, like, for you, Ray, I'm going to make you an anthem. I purposely made an anthem. I don't act. People think, like, oh, you. I'm not the type of artist, like, I spring up on it. Like, it's calculated, man. You can tell by how I talk now. It's, like, opening your mind up on the music. Like, damn, this nigga smart as fuck. Like, no, nigga, it's calculated. Mm-hmm. So I make, like, in my news article, it say I make emo music for gangbangers. Like,
shout out Jeff Weiss. He's one of my favorite writers, and he wrote that shit about you for LA Weekly. Right. I was very hyped
on
that.
Boy. But, shit, like, nigga, if I wasn't from where I'm from, I would probably be, you know, selling like Celine Dion. Because my thing is, I'm descriptive about what I see. Like, I could make a song about this room and make this room seem like it's, you feel me? So, like, people try to box me in, and that's the point of me dropping, like, these six albums right now. Like, you don't know what this is. Shut up. Sit back. Yeah. Like, this how it go, and you just got to shut up. Mm-hmm. They're like, you got to have three singles to each album, and it's got to, shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. Because you can say what you want. The thing about this is a business, and we're supposed to generate money. Mm-hmm. You come to my shows, they're sold out, and then there's 500 people that couldn't get in. I'm generating money off just the music alone. Let me do this shit, I'll do it. And then I ain't even finna keep telling nobody, let me. I just don't be talking. You don't notice I don't handle business? My people around me answer the phone for that shit. If you call that phone about business, you got to know you're going to get grilled. Everybody going to be like, why would you do it? Like, I'm going to blow up.
Right. Like, that's important for people to know if they think they're going to take advantage of you. It's like, nah, number one, it's not just me. Like, this shit has to go through other people. So, you like, it's offensive when somebody thinks they're going to be able to do that to you, you know? Yeah, I don't know. That's just such a crazy thing to think that a song that was meant for like a couple dozen people or hundreds of people to hear that could have such an effect on that many people. Like, that's the power of rap music, really, right there.
That's why we dropped that song July 26, 2016, on my birthday, the first Purple Summer. And, shit, we shot the video in February. Mm-hmm. No, we shot the shit video in December and dropped it in February. His birthday. It's the day before Christmas, so we have a Ray Day party. Mm-hmm. I shot the video there, and then I wanted to get scenes with his kids, so I did another day scene, so that's what took so long. And then I dropped it on Valentine's Day, knowing that everybody will be out with their date, and they want to vibe. It'd be a good movie. I directed that video, you know what I'm saying?
Was that like, were you listening to beats, and then you were like, that's the beat for this song that I already want to make?
Hell no, don't ever force the music. I was mad at the case trying to see how I'm gonna get the money back. I lost my boy. This is before I got shot. And shit, I walked into my friend Doggy's house in the projects where we be making beats, me and him. And he had like that loop. He had that beat going. I was like, I need some 808s. That loud ass 808, I had to put that bitch on there. I'm like, nah, like my shit slapping like. Boom. Just that one sound made the song so much better.
Yeah.
In my hood, we like to ride around with our shit loud, and if we ain't got beat, we need to seem like we got beat, you feel me? Mm-hmm. We broke, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Never Been, because that's the other one that you, would you have to say that's probably your other most popular song?
Nah.
What's the most popular?
For Your Life.
Oh, okay, that one too, yeah. Would you say that those are songs that you knew were going to be explosive, or did they seem like regular songs when you recorded them?
No, I knew they was going to be explosive. I don't make no regular songs. That's why I try to show people, like, you don't know what this is. Just let me show you first. That's why I'm finna drop six more, so they know, like, no, nigga. This is some shit that it should be a line down this whole Melrose strip, the whole live part of Melrose. Like, this is some shit, like watch how it's gonna be a year from now, mark my words. Mm-hmm. That's why it's living legend on my face. Like, TK, bro, you been in the studio with me. I'm talking about,
one of the best to ever do it.
It's like a recorded vibe, but as soon as I'm done, I snap back out of it and go to the halfway speaking English, yelling, ignorant, don't know what this mean, nigga. Mm-hmm. And then I'm saying, go to the next one. And then you play that beat on, and it's almost like that scene on Paid in Full when the nigga told him to turn off that rap, and he turned to the soulful music. He was like, like, that's how I be. Like, you feel me? I hear that music, and I go right back, like, and I make a hook. And then I say, all right, load it up, round, round, load it up. You feel me? And then I lay it, one take, every song. My ad-libs, I don't erase anything off of it. Everything is just start the song, end the song. If I want to punch something here and there just for the effect, I will. I know what effects to put on my voice, on what song, with. People just don't understand, man. Like, even some of the questions you're asking, you're not meaning them by it, but you don't even understand yet. Like, it's infinite, bro. I don't know how I broke into that chamber of my brain. Probably all that good coke I used to do and shit, but I'm trying to tell you.
How long has it been?
Don't even ask shit like that. Because you can't quit it, but you can quit it.
It pops up here and there, right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be like, don't say that. Don't mention that. Mm-hmm. Leave that part out. I'm tired of hearing it.
That's
like,
fake.
You're gay. Like, don't say that. I mean, you're lame. You feel me? You're lame. Like, I'm not asking you my story. I'm telling you my story, bitch. Like, is you stupid? Like, what the fuck? Like, no, nigga. Like, nigga, my mama know I do coke.
Right. Do you still feel like it's something you struggle with?
No, I mean, I don't do coke. I did coke, but I really, that shit almost took over me.
Right. How bad did it get and for how long?
I don't recommend it.
How long were you on that? Because you're talking about starting when you were 13.
All my life. I've been doing drugs all my life. Ecstasy, lean, Molly, Zans, Perks. I tried Oxy before.
What about the lean and the Zans? Has that ever been an issue for you? It's an issue for a lot of people.
I've been sipping lean since still tipping, nigga. Real purple cup, nigga. Al Pharma boys, nigga. Before the act. All this shit y'all drinking ain't lean. Y'all really killing yourself. You feel me? Sipping all this shit that's just, okay, it's promethazine with codeine. You feel me? But you ain't smoking. You ain't really sipping, bro. You feel me? Niggas is getting all type of shit. Oh, this, that, and they naming some random brand. And No, because look at Google this. And the, man, I don't want to Google. I didn't have to Google shit. Nigga, I seen still tipping. You feel me? And my mama got bronchitis, so that shit was in the house. My scary ass, bitch ass brother gonna tell on a nigga.
Ooh.
Lame as fuck, once again. That's who I be talking about on Never Been. Like, I've been shot by who I love and told him about my family. He told on me in the real way, too. But I don't wanna shine light on cuz, cause I believe, like, he's the type of person that'll try to get famous, like, off of that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm the one that I just always hear him going around the city, like, yeah, that's my brother. Like, nigga.
You have a Vlad TV interview or something?
Yeah, like,
get wait till that starts happening to you.
No, I believe he's gonna try that. He's a weirdo.
That's rough.
Let's skip that subject, fuck us.
Yeah. Have you had to deal with a lot of that? A lot of betrayal in your life?
I don't know what's not betrayal, except for that nigga over there in that room.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard anyone use pauses to such effect on this podcast before.
Yeah, man, you talking about some, you know, I'm really in the streets, you feel me?
Yeah, is it hard
so
for you?
You might say certain shit that's really going to spark a event. It's going to make me think about some current shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm really having street situations now.
Right.
Like, I ain't know.
You're such an outspoken person, too, that it's probably kind of hard for you to hold back on the shit you feel like saying.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They lucky all that legal shit, you know what I'm saying? They lucky it's cases in there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know what I'm saying? I can count my friends on my fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like Uzi say, all my friends are dead. He did.
You relate to that?
Do I?
I feel like a lot of people might not picture you listening to Uzi.
What the fuck? Are you weird, Uzi? Hard as fuck. I'm talking about... I'm talking about when he first did that. What you want? Tell me what you want.
I love him.
What do you want?
He's amazing.
I believe he's evolving to a bigger artist now, but even that first mixtape where he had the cartoon face and purple dress and shit, that nigga is creative as fuck, nigga. First of all, like, I don't know why they don't think I would listen to Lil Uzi, like.
Because you have Living Legend tattooed on your face and because you've, like, were in jail for like 7 years or some
Lil
shit.
Lil Uzi a gangster, fool.
Yeah, I believe it.
Bro, I've heard about Lil Uzi, bro.
Really?
That nigga ain't no weirdo, man.
Well, I'm gonna watch my mouth then.
Yeah, no, I heard he ain't no weirdo, for real.
Yeah.
Certain people get that about him, or like Wiz, they don't say he's super gangster, but he move with the right folks and he'll whoop your ass.
Yeah.
They say he's a military brat. Know all type of, look, man, don't be second guessing. Look, I walk around smile all day, but you wouldn't know, you feel me?
Oh, I would know with you. I would definitely assume that you would fuck somebody up. Lil Uzi, maybe, you know, he does a good job presenting himself in a safe, fun, creative way. He doesn't present himself like he's a hard ass, but
his
we all...
rap name is a gun, and if you say it fast, it's Lucifer.
Well, that's a good point. You got a gun on your chin. Let's just talk about that for a second.
It's a mech.
When did you get that?
I don't know. I just move real fast. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. It represents, I'm from Peter O. Mafia, Mac Boys, you feel me? Mac Boys is a click in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm spitting nothing but hot shit, you feel me? And the more music I make, I'm going to make the clip longer. You feel me? You see how the clip ain't done?
Go all the way down
the
your throat.
The more music I make, I'm going to make the clip longer. And then, you know what I'm saying? When I feel like I'm done making street music, I'm going to close the clip. And then I'm going to go on to making that universal shit.
So you feel like you're going to be making music for the rest of your life? And that you will go in
direction? Because I was making music when nobody was listening. Yeah, hell yeah. If I'm in the shower, I'm humming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a music machine, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who was that looking at me over there? Was that Pete back there? What's going on, my good brother?
Picasso. Tell me about Picasso and how you know him and what he does for you.
This nigga, a playmaker, man. He gonna be like that nigga gonna be big, man. That nigga gonna be like, you know, he cold, man. He like, he for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz helped me a lot. Cuz pulled up to my house just on some, like, wondering. He was curious about my, like, it feel like I know that nigga for years, but we just talked about that shit at dinner the other day. I think maybe almost 6 months we known each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? In 6 months, nigga, do you know how much shit happened? Like,
facts.
LA Weekly, Noisy, Beats One Radio, sold out the observatories, No Jumper. No, I'm telling you, like, you know everything. And this ain't even my first time here.
Yeah. You've been here a bunch of times.
Right. So it's like, damn, my nigga. So, P. I'm saying, I know I speak out of order, but you get the point, man.
But you know what? The thing is about you is that you are really smart. So somebody like Jeff Weiss from LA Weekly or me or whatever, it's like the people in the media are going to want to do coverage of you because they know that they could link with you and have an interesting conversation and that you'll say something. It's terrible when you do an interview and they don't talk.
On, you can, you
know?
Get in the camera, nigga. This is my boy, okay, man. Make sure you get my brother. Yeah. It's the drummer game. We don't do nothing back. Like, yeah, we fucked up the whole interview. Yeah, watch, no, niggas. Good. Throw your shit up, man. Throw it up. But no, he's y'all. He always y'all. He don't want no mic on the stage or nothing.
How many blunts a day?
All of them.
Shit. Okay. You know what? I wanted to ask about this. Well, okay. So the making the beats thing. Was that always, you were always making beats the whole time? 2003, okay. So, but...
You hear my voice now talking?
Yeah.
Nobody think I talk this stupid. They think, like, how he make his voice like that on the songs. Like, they don't think I got this cartoon-ass voice in real life. Like, when girls get my number and I call, they be like, this how you sound? What the fuck? Like, yeah, what's going on? Like, how tall are you? Like, okay.
So that's how you describe your voice? You think you have a cartoony voice?
Yeah, I got an artificial eardrum because I used to get ear infections real bad.
Really?
So one of my eardrums artificial, so I'm like slightly deaf in one. So that's why it's like, like, you know.
Oh, no, I never would have thought of that. I just thought you were fucking from the hood. You just had
accent. I got it looking good, most definitely.
When did you decide to do the Living Legend face tattoo? It's such a big decision.
Like 11 years ago.
11 years ago. I had no idea. I thought it would have been more recent. Was this like right as soon as you first got locked up?
Hell no, I ain't getting no fucking tats in jail. I don't want HIV.
Yeah, but around that time, because you said you went into jail, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh fuck it, I'm gonna tap my face.
Oh yeah, when I started having such a hell of a record. But shit. Hey,
watch out for the camera. Sorry.
No, I just got that shit when I was being going in, man. I used to be this other rapper, but I ain't gonna give him no shine. He's dead now, you know what I'm saying? But I had like 6 projects, made most of the beats on those.
Mm-hmm.
You should listen to it one time. I'll tell you what it is when I get off here.
I mean, I've been intimidated by the sheer amount of stuff you have out there. I've listened to a lot of the recent stuff. I've seen all the videos, the shit. Because your shit does stupid views on YouTube a lot of the times. Even without videos.
Oh, yeah, I never look at the views.
Even without videos on YouTube, tons of the songs have, like, you know, a couple hundred thousand and shit.
Yeah, I don't be looking at no views. I just want people to feel it. I like the people, you know what I'm saying? I like to hug the fans, feel on them booties if they old enough, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, my fans is girls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ready to chase me down like Bow Wow back in the G, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like the guy when I get to the shows. They be sweating it out for a nigga. They was tweeting me the other day, where you at? It's hot in here. I go on at 1:30, they screaming. They love a nigga.
Yeah.
I'm like Robin Hood, man. I come give back, man. I come fuck with the hood.
Well, they always say it's important to, you know, interact with your fans, and I can't think of any better way to interact with your fans than probably having sex with some of them.
Yeah, some of them. some of them I'll just be.
Not
some
all of them.
Some of them I'll just be boosting them up, like.
Right.
I want them to feel good. I like to make people feel good. I like when those people be students, too, though. I got a lot of the kids, and I got a lot of people in college. I saw one girl, she on her, she played volleyball for her team or something. Like, how you get ready? Like, I listen to O3 Greedo before games. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody that just went to the NFL, somebody just went to the NBA. Wilson Chandler, I think, Denver Nuggets. I like shit like that, too. Because that's what I want. I want y'all niggas to be in the locker room going up. Like, it was some kids at Centennial going up in the locker room. And my boy Nate, he was doing the worm all through that thing. That was live. He went viral. I like that, too, though.
Yeah. You seem like you feel like your music could accomplish anything. Like, you just have, like, every possible, like, you say you want to be a pop culture icon, you want to make songs for the girls, you want to do songs for the streets. It's
no,
like,
I don't want to do songs for the streets.
No?
No.
Why not?
That shit's strictly business. For real. I don't want to do no fucking songs for the streets.
Explain. You think there's too much gangster rap out there?
No, it's just enough, and I want to keep listening to it, but I'm not a gangster rapper.
Okay.
You know who I was listening to that's so hard, that street though today? G Herbo, nigga. That nigga fucking, what the fuck?
Yep.
So we need that shit, hell yeah. But no, nigga, I don't want to make no street shit, nigga. I'm from the project, nigga. No, nigga.
Because you got that new
shit. I
want to
make
Uzi.
That shit they playing with Ritz Carlton and, you know what I'm saying? Play that shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to be the nigga that's making scores for movies and shit. I feel like people's ears is all fucked up right now because there's some shit wrong. And it's not even the individuals, like certain beats, certain shit. I'd be like imagine the West Coast sound that they had before I came out.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you like to encompass that sort of 90s hip hop synthesizer vibe, or do you feel like that's not related
that's
to
where
your
I
music?
Grew up at. Yeah, that's where I grew up at. That's what I love. Even my singing is like some 90s churchy blackish shit, you know? Uh-huh. Back then, black was cool as fucking Kelly. TK, black owned stores and. You know, niggas wearing the African shit on their neck and house party on it. So back then, it just felt like there's something you can't. It was an energy out here.
Mm-hmm. Who gives you that feeling these days, though?
Musically?
Mm-hmm.
What's that girl that say, her man is my man? Her, SZA.
Oh, right. Okay.
Who gives me that feeling? Much. Nobody. They don't have that out. They don't have that out.
What about when you look at rap? You see mumble rap and, you know, emo rap and all these new types of rap, YouTube rap. What do you feel about it?
Some of them my sons. They ain't saying it.
Like who?
Oh, no, I ain't gonna say them.
Okay.
But some of them niggas know what's up, though. Not everybody. And not don't try to, like, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just go look at them old tapes. I'm gonna show you them old tapes, man. Okay. Like how I started that Bipolar 3 with it. I sampled the Kanye West power. No one man should have that much power, but I sampled it and made it. Just watch. You go enjoy it. You're going to be like, what
you
the fuck?
You made it about being bipolar, you said?
Yeah. Because at the time I was, like, back then, 08, 09, singing, where rap wasn't really booming that much, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I rap and I sing, you feel me? So, and I'm crazy as a motherfucker, so.
Crazy as a motherfucker. You think you are bipolar?
Yeah, definitely.
You ever been diagnosed?
For what? Well, I ain't going to no offices, no buildings. I don't want
to. You didn't need a doctor to tell you?
I don't want to go in there. Shit, it seems like police coming. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere they can lock you down with a metal detector and close the door. And hey, whoa. Okay, I'm not. Because that man, like, if this is what I'm thinking. If there's a guy who just has a job, where it's okay for him to walk around with a gun on his hip. I need a gun. I need a gun. What if he ain't right? What if he ain't right? I need a gun. What the fuck? This nigga got a gun on me. What the fuck? The nigga pulled me over and put his gun on me. I need a gun. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't. I'm not going to no goddamn doctors and courts and no. Hell no. I ain't doing no business. Take me to the studio. Take me to the stage, and then you don't need to know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. You've been paying attention to this whole thing in Vegas where like 59 people got killed last night?
Somebody told me about it on the Uber.
Fucking crazy. That's like the scariest thing we could ever imagine for live music. Dude posts up in a fucking hotel and fires down with like 10 machine guns or some shit.
Why? Why'd he do that?
They're not really sure. I've seen a lot of shit about him. I mean, it was like a white guy who was like a millionaire real estate investor, so I don't know if anybody really has any clue why
he was a millionaire.
Yeah, which is weird, right?
No, because he got everything he wanted, he thought.
Yeah, maybe.
And there's something else going on, and people's probably steady asking him for money. I ain't giving no. You probably get the spasm. God damn. For real, because my phone blew up and I don't even got the millions yet.
But I think if we were to look at all the people who've killed tons of people over the past, you know, like 10 years, that most of them would probably be kind of poor. That they probably, like, didn't have a lot of other options. If you have millions of dollars, what the fuck are you doing that for?
Hell no.
But you know what they said? His dad was wanted by the FBI for, like, killing someone. Or like, his dad was wanted by the FBI, and that might have had something to do with why he did it.
It's just as much rich niggas that kill niggas, man. Rich niggas know how to hide that shit.
That's probably true.
Don't get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it fucked up. That shit, hell no, man. There's rich people that'll kill you. It's rich people. It's all type of people that's crazy. It's heterosexuals, homosexuals that'll beat your ass and kill you. Don't put it past nobody. No. Anybody you tell, anybody you fucking shoot, don't. You better watch out. In this state, on the West Coast, period, man. This ain't shit to do. These niggas just now starting to get some money.
Yeah, very true. I wanted to ask this. We've seen kind of like a lot of people blow up in sort of like the L.A. like hipster underground scene, but now I feel like the L.A. like street scene, that you might be like sort of one of the dudes leading the charge. That there's, you know, dude like you or Draco or Perico or somebody, like there's a lot of excitement, I feel like, around the idea that the L.A. street music scene is sort of like blowing up for a lot of people on the underground level.
That's true, but that don't apply to me because I don't make street music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a vibe. That's why hipsters come into my shows. That's why it's all girls. But it's like, it's not really the song. It's the everything. It's like the total package. Like, damn, the way this guy looks and moves and like how he treating people, it's like an energy session when they come to my shit. So my shit isn't really about like a buzz and like, oh, he can lose that shit. I'm more like some shit like, fuck, like it's different. It's not really like a wave. It's not like, I don't have, like, you know what I'm saying? I got Never Been, but then I got Beat That Thing Down. You know what I'm saying? I've got I Lay a Nigga Down for 100 pounds. And I got that real project shit too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got shit where I'm barring up. And then I got shit where I'm singing to the girls or shit where I'm talking about how life is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, and I know this because every West Coast artist I've worked with reached out to me. I ain't none of them up.
Mm-hmm. Who's every on the list producer, of who you've worked with on the West Coast?
RJ, Nipsey, AD, AV, Problem, SOBRBE, that shit on the way. And I respect that shit because I listen to all of their music and I fuck with them. Some of them I know, like AD, that been my boy. G Perico, I reached out to him though. I reached out to him on some G shit, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with the Broadways. I like how he sound. I like his image. I like that shit.
That's a good dude right there. Go watch his interview, too. What? Not West Coast, but how'd the PNB Rock connection come about?
My manager, Gooch.
Shout out Gooch. Okay, I didn't know he was officially manager.
Yeah, he's officially manager. He's really the main manager, actually, to be real. He's the one that really get the job done on the major part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got some other managers that do other things. But don't worry about that. But Gooch wanted me to do a song with him, I really didn't know if he was street or not, so I wasn't really looking to do a song with him. And I wasn't really that much on his music, but then when I heard that Every Day We Lit and that Selfish, and I was like, this shit hard. I was just getting up on him, really, because I've been in jail and I've been trapping, and if I ain't doing that, I'm recording. So, Dolph is a friend of mine. Get well soon, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm leaving the club with Dolph. We in VIP and shit. Me, Dolph, my boy Fizzle, a couple of the homies and shit. And I'm like, damn. We was right there where he got shot. That's crazy. We was right there, and at that hotel, we seen PNB. I'm like, damn. Well, I seen him. I'm like, there go the nigga you want me to work with right there. You just was saying it. And then we hopped out, and I just walked up to him like, what's the deal, nigga? Like, I'm the nigga that's the nigga out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got beats. Like, fuck with me. We'll make some shit. We'll get you in the studio, whatever. I wasn't even, like, on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with us, like. Gooch joined his talk, you know what I'm saying? Wham. So in the morning, like, Gooch at Miles, he like, man, he said he wants some weed, he gonna pull up. I'm like, never. He pull up to Miles, PNB. I'm like, never. So that was so real. So he like, man, I wanna go to your hood. I'm like, man, shit, treacherous. So I'm like, but since you did me like that, fuck it. So we go, you know, get him escorted there, make sure he protected and follow him to the freeway with the guns. You know what I'm saying? Make sure he good. He in the projects with his bust down rolly on. Chain on, I'm the first nigga to do that in the hood.
That's risky for anyone, huh?
Yeah, I'm the first nigga to do that and let a nigga get up out of there. Ooh, what was that, the cat?
That's a cat, yeah.
Hey, okay.
Sorry.
Pussy got up on me now.
See, even the gangsters get a little shook up by the cat, man. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Watch when a pussy just creep up on you, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
He's harmless.
Hey, but what were we just saying?
PNB coming through the block with the bus down.
Yeah, nigga, what's up? And I think my hood just backed me on that because they believed in my potential and they loved that the moves I was making. Like, shit, they could have pushed the button, you know what I'm saying? Even though we had some people protecting that shit, they still could have pushed the button, you feel me? Mm. But so after that, shit, he was like, he felt that was such a real thing to do. He was like, let's go to the studio. So we going through beats. He liking the beats though, but he ain't just catching a vibe off top. I don't feel like making no beat right then and there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We going through some shit. That's the night he recorded that Unforgettable freestyle. We was up in there at the Atlantic Studios.
Oh, yeah, right over there.
And then he was like, but what's that shit? Because, you know, I test my music by... I just email my music to the... Like, there's hundreds of Greedo songs in my project. That ain't out. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So he like, what's that one that was playing when the girls started dancing and shit? And I'm like, what, beat that thing down? Or Never Been? He like, Never Been too. He like, damn, I played that Never Been. He like, fuck. Like, he listened to that shit like 3 times in the studio. Going crazy, put it on his line. I played him that beat that thing down on the speakers, and he actually heard what I was saying. Mm-hmm. He's like, load that shit up.
Boom.
Anytime he come out here, we hang, though. That's my boy. That's one nigga I call a friend. Mm-hmm.
That's tight.
Him, A-Boogie.
A-Boogie, too? Mm-hmm. That's fire. You know, before we could even wrap this up or anything, I definitely want to ask about this tweet where you said, eating vegetables, wearing condoms, not snorting coke, or eating pussy has got me rejuvenated. And I was very interested in that recipe. Because you retweet a lot. You don't tweet that much. That one really stood out to me. I was like, damn, that must be an important realization for him.
Yeah, because you can't shit when you're off coke. You ain't eating vegetables. You ain't drinking water. Can't even fucking shit. You want to do a drug like that, kids? That is fucking ignorant. That is dumb as fuck. Mm. You feel what I mean? Killing yourself. And shit. Then you also will feel uneasy. You know, eating pussy, you can catch a disease. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Can you?
Yeah. Mm, I know.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Damn, maybe I could be more careful.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. You know what I'm saying? You can be wrapping it up. And get some head or give some head, it might be dead.
It's fucked up when you realize the head ain't safe. That you can't just be sticking your dick raw in every girl's mouth because they got all kinds of weird shit in their mouth.
What do you do? They don't have flavored magnums. And I don't want to just be walking around with some type of spray down there. Something like, what are you, what am I going to do?
The dental dam. You got to get that thing, stretch it out.
What is that?
It's like a big piece of plastic that you put over the pussy and you eat the pussy through the plastic. I've never done this, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, he definitely did it.
No. Oh, God. I ain't being pussy like that.
Yeah, he did it. Oh, no.
I'll send the pussy in
pussy.
The lab to get it verified before I'm eating it.
Oh, man. Come on. You ain't no pussy. Niggas eat pussy.
No, I do. But I'm not eating with no damn dental dam.
You thinking about you are going to do that.
My girl's pussy's fine. Totally fine. No dental dam either.
Oh, you got a girl?
Yeah, and I ain't eating no random ass pussies either.
You, yeah, see? Clean it up. Yeah, me either. Me either. What bitch?
So you can't have a girlfriend?
Huh?
You can't have a girlfriend?
I always be getting girlfriends.
Okay. But for how long? A month?
This one lasted like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's a long
one. She was a good one. She was a good one, but like that girl, I'm focusing, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, I'm walking up to the goddamn VIP with all these bitches, the homegirls, watch your tone for they beat your ass. Be quiet. Mm-hmm. This bitch, oh, where you at? Oh, is there a bitch? She'll FaceTime me. The bitch voice don't even work on her FaceTime no more. She just wanna see. She on the FaceTime just looking, bitch, get up. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So that's
you
not gonna work.
She bad as a motherfucker and everything. I might take her back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nah,
stay strong.
Fuck the bitch.
Bro time, 2017.
No, I'm gonna get another bitch.
Oh, yeah, that too.
No, I got to love a bitch. I got to get the love on my system, mm-hmm. or I won't be able to make love songs because I don't be thinking about no nice ass shit all day. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that just crazy when Drake said, like, he's saying this to a stripper, you just a good girl and you know it. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you could be. Like, what kind of corny? But you have to be in a certain feeling to ever think of some shit like that. So at times, I have to be a lover boy with those. I've got to do it.
You do got to do it at a certain point. You got to separate that tough, work really hard side of yourself and then the cuddle, watch Netflix, eat some popcorn side. You know, you got to be able to have both.
Yeah.
It can be hard. I go one way, I work
You want to get that out of your system. Like, I really promote that shit. Like, niggas be just, like, super on their homies and shit. Like, that shit gay, bro. Yeah. And then 9 times out of 10, when I was in jail, a bitch was putting money on my books. You feel me? So it's just like, cuz, I'm going to show appreciation for the hoes. I know, like, I mean, even though I call them hoes, that's how I talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Jordan Downs, but, you know, hey, little bitch, you know what I'm saying? I like how you do that. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to get past how you grew up talking, right? You know?
Yeah.
I feel bad for all these Mexican kids, and then they start telling them they can't say the N-word anymore. I'm like, man, that's going to be rough.
Man, I don't think people be saying that no more, because even in jail, they used to couldn't say it, but they just be like, now I'd be like, mm. I don't know. I think it's been past people's power at this point. I ain't tripping off no word. I don't give a fuck. I mean, don't just... if people saying anything awkwardly, like, bitch, like, you're like, you're weird.
Bitch.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, Greedo. You're a fucking comedian as well, man. You could do your own podcast. You might want to keep that in the back of your mind in case, you know, you get sick
what,
of
what
it.
So what exactly is a podcast? Let me interview you.
What
now.
We're doing
this
right
is
here.
My podcast. Okay. Now we okay.
It's the Greedo show.
So this is this is the Purple Podcast, you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to see is what exactly is this, and how long have you been doing this shit? And I see that shit built up like after watching that shit from the first time I was here and like 2 weeks later, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on? Then a month later, I'm like, what the fuck? This shit just going crazy. What is going on? Why is viral? What is this shit?
We're just having conversations, just working on, you know, pushing the culture forward a little bit, talking to real motherfuckers, sometimes a few fake motherfuckers, and just figuring out what's going on.
Yeah, that's dope, actually.
You know who I met the other day? I met The Game, and I was telling him, I'm like, yo, I got the best podcast, period, in the rap world. He goes, who you interviewed recently? I go, I interviewed Wyclef. He goes, Wyclef cool, but Wyclef ain't gang. And I was like, that's a good point. But I interviewed G Perico the other day, and he's like, all right, that's cool. I was like, all right. But then that made me realize I got to work harder on my West Coast legends. Like, I need big names so that if somebody like Game asks me that, I can be like, boom, 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 hit him over the head with a bunch of huge names.
Yeah, because I know that all the
sorry, by the way,
all the artists from the West Coast before this, they want us to keep the name alive. So in that aspect, I'm a West Coast artist, but musically, I'm past that. But I am for this shit, like, you feel me? Like, I'm from Watts, you feel me? Watts ain't in fucking Georgia, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, and in that way, you know what I'm saying? He want us, you know what I'm saying? You want, but what I want is for us to stop being West Coast artists because they don't call Future a dirty South artist. You know?
You don't think? I think they do sometimes, right?
No, they never do. They don't be like, oh, Atlanta is Future. Hey, like, mega super, yo, shit. You feel me? The nigga that be with Drake is him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like he's a superstar. They don't be just, Drake pushes that Canada shit for his own thing, but they don't be like, Canada's Drake right now. No, they not.
You feel
but
like
every
that
time
kinda...
they talk about us, they be like, Los Angeles is.
Right. Because the they West want Coast. You to be Snoop Dogg. They want you to fit into this mold of what they think a gangster rapper from LA is, right?
No, but that's what fucked us up is G-Funk, because they wouldn't stop. Because
it was so big that it's hard for people to think of rap
stop.
Outside
they
that.
Wouldn't stop. When Atlanta went from snap, when they went from crunk to snap to trap, it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
We went from G-Funk to G-Funk to G-Funk to Ratchet, which is sped up G-Funk, to, oh, man, what are we doing? Well, what's the new? Then, you know, after about two, 3 years of nothings from out here, I'm saying like new artists, not people that's out through there like YG and
mm-hmm.
Mustard. I'm not, you feel me? Like they're you know, they're through there.
There's plenty of people who made it through.
Yeah,
know?
But I'm yeah. saying like on the scene, like ain't nobody was making no noise. So now when I come and then I don't have a style, my style is every style, it's like, what you gonna get out and lay down?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that like I want to show my people like we can still be the type of people that just come take the territory, but let's finesse it instead of, you know what I'm saying, gorilla pimp it this time. Let's finesse it.
Do you think it's almost like the streets have such a big influence on LA hip hop that it's sort of that ruins it to some extent for some people because there's not enough people making like real music that could go beyond the streets?
Wait, reword it. I don't know what you ask.
I'm saying that like LA hip hop has always been so associated with gangs and street shit in general, and now you're somebody who's kind of coming out trying to take it in a different direction in a lot of ways by speaking to, you know, making music that girls love and stuff like that. I feel like you're attempting to occupy a very different space in terms of what LA's hip hop history has been like.
Yeah, because I ain't from LA. You feel me? I'm not. Only from Watts, I'm from Sacramento and, mm-hmm. and everywhere else I named today. And I got some St. Louis in me and I got some fucking Kansas backwoods in me because shit, nigga, I lived in Kansas. We moved from St. Louis to Kansas, nigga. The gas station, nigga, so fucking far. Like, if you ain't got gas, I don't know how you gonna get that shit. You can't even walk there with a gas can. It's far as fuck. It's a new development in the middle of nowhere. It's like goddamn Wizard of Oz. For real.
Yeah.
So... I got a little bit of so much in me, like, I'm not trying to do this, you know what I'm saying? That's what people think, like, I'm trying to change it, so it's gonna be making people like, oh, no, you trying to change the shit, little bitch ass nigga, you gotta expect it. No, nigga, it ain't that. Like, nigga, I was blessed to be cursed, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, like, yeah, I had it so hard that I got to travel. I had it so hard I got to bounce around. I was, you know what I'm saying, globetrotting, nigga. I told you I lost my virginity in St. Louis. Bad bitch, thick thing, nigga, doing all the shit. Midwest what? Hey, it was going down.
Bro, that's one of the most consistent things I see on this podcast is that people who are really creative and successful and, like, have a vision, a lot of times they've seen a lot of the world when they're pretty young.
Yeah, man.
Because it opens their eyes to what's possible, you know?
Not their eyes. See, there's something different that I do with music, like, and I got to keep saying this until people understand, like, it's energy that people that are not musicians can't catch in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you could get burnt by fire, you could get wet by water, but if you're not a musician, you can't catch this vibe that I catch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I go to Atlanta, I catch a certain vibe. Where I make a certain sound and I got a certain tone and certain clubs and environments. Like, I love Blue Flame. Anytime I go to Atlanta, I go to Blue Flame. As soon as I get off the plane. Like, as soon as I get off the plane, I go to Blue Flame. And that's where I just look at my favorite strippers. What are they listening to?
Mm-hmm.
How does this sound? Oh, yeah. And then I go to North Carolina and go to a hole in the wall and I sit in the back of the room and do the same thing. And then I go to the Bay and I'm dancing like them, and I'm feeling it. And when I had my old job, when I used to be road running, when I used to be trapping, like, I'm blending wherever I'm at. If I'm in Atlanta, fuck it, I'm from College Park, and my name Will. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if I'm in the Bay, I'm listening to none of that shit. I want to feel their energy. So when I used to live out there back when I was there, that was Rest in Peace Jacket. That was what was booming, Jacket and Hustling. I come through with the gangsters and the hustlers, riding around town trying to murder motherfuckers. That photo mob came is up before you suckers. That hustler was going, all that shit was going. But if I was living down here, I would never hear that music. And I look at how that music is now, and it's like it's somewhere you can't you missed that plane. Like, you can't even go feel it how we felt it, because you wasn't seeing the people in the cars and the speakers in their grill and really going to sideshows and saying, "Damn, this fucking what the fuck." Like, I've seen so much music culture in the world, it made me like a superhuman with the music.
Man, I respect that, because that's true. Like, living through cultural waves and movements and seeing it and being influenced by it is only going to make you a better creator, especially if you're somebody like you who is smart enough to understand that moment, you know?
Hell yeah. And nigga make beats, man. So it's like, nigga, I go to bars that ain't urban, you know what I'm saying? And go chill and blend in, like.
You keep talking about blending in. I don't really see you blending in too well in that many places.
Yeah, of course they see me, but, like, people that know me don't know I'm there.
Right.
So a nigga right there, and I'm sampling old disco shit. I'm sampling, you know what I'm saying? Like, people ain't catching this. They ain't. I treat this shit like trapping, man.
I believe in Greedo. Hey, any shout outs you want to send? Anything you want to warn us about? What's coming before we?
I'm dropping that first night out. Then a week later, I'm dropping that No Free Features album. Then a week later, I'm dropping that Project T-Pain. No Free Features with Mike Free. Project T-Pain with League of Stars. Then I'm dropping that Greedo Got Wings, maybe Thanksgiving. I forgot what we just said for Christmas. And then New Year's, though, Wolf of Grey Street. Be on the lookout for Wolf of Grey Street. All rap, no melodies. That shit gonna be epic, man.
I'm looking forward.
Oh, yeah. Because I make something called creep music. I gotta say this before I go. It's not trap music. It's really, like, music that, like, a menace would listen to. Like, it's like when you're watching Batman and the Joker coming to get a nigga, and he's swinging out the car, and it's like that scene and that those strings going. But if it was rap, that was like that. You feel me? So I make creep music. So you're gonna hear a lot of, like, wolves howling, like creepy sounds, and, like, you're gonna see, like, cause where I'm from, like, as soon as you get past that little freeway overpass on the 105, and you're coming down Wilmington, it gets spooky, like. Ooh, like, I need to get out of here. Like, I need to go in the house. Like, I need to see what is going on here. Like, so you're gonna see the Wolf of Grape Street, man. It's gonna be big.
What are you gonna dress as for Halloween?
The Wolf of Grape Street.
That's what I was thinking,
yeah. Yeah, no, that's when we gonna really do the campaign. You're gonna see, like, how I do the commercial and shit. I'm gonna start packaging my shit in, like, commercials and videos, because I got so much music, it's gonna be hard to do videos to everything right at once. This blunt is not hitting. We're going to re-roll that.
Yeah, that roach was rough.
But you're going to see, man. I want my shit to be different. I want my shit to be cinematic. Kind of like how Kanye shit was. Like, but, like, if it was a street nigga, that was that innovative. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Respect. All right. So everybody go check out O3 Greedo. Appreciate you coming on the show, man. It's really. I hope that this helps move everything forward, because more people need to know about what you're doing.
Man, that shit going to get... Man, you be, he finna pipe a nigga up, man, so thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm just trying to help out. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Shout out to my man TK Picasso for bringing Greedo through, introducing me and everything. And shout out to everybody.
La, shout out to La.
Yeah.
He over there, shy as a motherfucker.
Bang. Throw that grape emoji in the comments. Peace. I'm